but only after Vayigashel Yehud. As it's on Zayin, Vayeshu Yisrael Beretz Mitzrayim, Beretz Geshen, Meitav Aretz, that the Jews would settle into the land of Mitzrayim, the land of Geshen, which is the finest, the best, the prime property in the land. As Achal Pivas Mekifinsk and Eretz Mitzrayim, and Lashem Yitzarim Mekvu, Tafs Malchus Yishol Parei, that he already found themselves in the land of Mitzrayim, which comes from the root, meaning borders and boundaries, limitations, under the kingdom of Parei, Verdad Vayeshu Yisrael, eventually Yeshiva Amitis. That the Jews settle in a manner of true settling in. That they actually took an inheritance in the land of Mitzrayim in a manner of achiza, that they had a full grasp on it. Which shows that the tremendous force in which they had a grasp, that they actually became balabayas. And I think it's Baruch Chazal that lost love. They will actually that it has that Eretz Geshen. I think it's that actually Eretz Geshen has a din of Yerusha, that it belongs to the Jewish people. One second. This is what makes it possible that immediately afterwards it says Vayeshev Yisrael Eretz Mitzrayim Eretz Geshem Vayachazul Vayifru Vayirvum Eid, and the next thing we go to is Vayichi Yankiv Eretz Mitzrayim. But this makes it possible that Yankiv should have good years, or in fact, as it says, 17 is the Gematria of Taif, and true years, true life, in Beruchnis of Begashmas. Der Mut is echt verstandig de Sheikhs of Vayigash Elul Yehuda, with Vidavid Abdi Nosi Vaham Lo'elum and Raftere. But this is also understood the connection between Vayigash Elul Yehuda with Vidavid Abdi Nosi Lo'elum and Raftere. With this that it says in Avtair that my servant David will rule them forever. The take it from Agoshis Yehuda Yosef. El Chukum Duv Zayn Fabund Duch Yehuda Milosh Neidol Lavaya Mit Dem Eberse Shalom Eilam Me'an Hagis Eilam Yisved Nizgala Lo'osud Lovi. The take of the power with which Yehuda approached Yosef, which is comes from his connection, his bond, Yehuda Milosh Neidol, through his bitl to the Eberse, comes from his bond with the Eberse, which transcends the normal rules of nature, as the Eivishter's way of transcending nature will be revealed. Also, long is Achana Velchigitim Kehav to bring the Gula Amitis Vashleim. This is a preparation which gives the power to actually bring about the true and complete redemption. And it's Vednizgala B'Tachlis Hashleim is B'Chol Eilam Kuli Der Tekev from V'David Avdi Nosi Lam Leilam Fabunim Mit Hashleim Is HaTekev Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Which, because that is the time when it will be fully revealed, in the ultimate completion in the entire world, the power, the force behind the fact that my servant David will be their ruler forever, together with the full force of the Eibishter, v'elchahatim kev tzu eftan etzenyri av yaseh dem chibah from etzenyus hafchim, who in turn has the power to fulfill the desire of those who fear him to connect seemingly opposing desires. As there is dispelled Echef Kola Umas, V'yedu Hageim Ki Ani Avayim. To the point that it impacts on all the nations, that the nations should know that I am God. Tzak Den Aramba, As Melech HaMashiach Yulchem Luchamis Hashem, Natsuch Kola Umas Shesivov, As the Raman passes that one of the things that Melech HaMashiach has to do is fight the battles of God and conquer all the nations around him. und peilt als als epichel an so für bruder literally cool und schema bei love this come out and the nature of this conquest is that he accomplishes that the fulfillment of the nevuah and tzfanya which says then I will transform for all the nations a clear tongue a clear language in which they will all call out in the name of Hashem to serve him as one kavu bekamakimus as the kerch of the gilu from the david of the noslem Elo Milos Yehuda comes from them as free as given by Yigash Elo Yehuda. As explained in a number of places, that the Kayach in which is revealed the Inyan, the Malchus of David, that my servant David is the king of over them forever, the Milo Yehuda, this comes as a result of first Yehuda approaching Yosef. Not just as we explained earlier, Yehuda approaching Yosef as the one on top, and therefore he's not showing that he's not. Subservient to Yosef, but here we're talking on the other side of the coin. The fact that Yehuda is approaching Yosef and he needs something from Yosef. So Hasidus explains in many places that Yehuda is approaching Yosef as Yehuda is mekabel the Ashpah from Yosef. That Yehuda receives the Ashpah from Yosef. Und duchtem ed niskala di mailo von Yehuda v'dovid avdi nosi lam leilo. Dafke through Sviris HaMalchus being mekabel the Ashpah all the spheres above it, that brings out the Maila of spheres HaMalchus, that which is higher than all the spheres. So similarly, through Yehuda being Mekabel Dam Tashpah from Yosef, this brings out the Maila of Yehuda that's higher even than Yosef. And therefore, it makes possible with David Avdi Nasi Lam Le'elam, and my servant David will rule be ruler over them forever.
How did that play out in the original scene? How did Yehuda's receiving Tashpah from Yosef bring out the Maila of Yehuda?
That's a discussion unto itself that I don't think is going to get into it. Al derech der inyan von smiches gula le tefila was to d'oif as echen tefila malchus Yehuda ved nimshach der inyan agula von Yosef Yosef bis as es ved gula arichta as malchus atzma ved hamalach agil. Similar to the concept of smiches gula le tefila which it, as explained in the Zohar at the beginning of our parasha, that's the significance of Ayigash Elov Yehuda. This is discussed in many places of Chassidus, that by connecting Geula with Tefillah, this causes that even Tefillah, which is the union of supplication, of neediness, of lack, standing in front of God and recognizing your own lack, in order to bring down the Ashpah from above, so that's the union of Malchus and Yehuda, Haidah and Bittl, this brings down the point of connecting Geula to Tefillah is to be Mamshach, the union of Geula, the Ashpah from Yosef, the Ashpah Milamayla, so that's how you say it, to the point as that that Malchus itself becomes Hamalach Hagoyim. Just like we say that we find that Yaakov Avinu referred to Hamalach Hagoyim, the messenger that redeems me, the Malach that redeems me. The question is, it's not the Malach that's redeeming, it's the Eibusha that's redeeming. The Malach is only a Shliach. So why is the Malach called the Redeemer? And the answer is, as Chassidus explains, that's the union of Sfiras HaMalchus, that Dafka, that which is Mekabel, Dashpah Milmaila, and brings it down below into this world, and is Megal Elkos in this world, that's because it comes from a higher source, and therefore, ultimately, the Kerch of Geula comes from Dafka of Sfiras HaMalchus. Pianal Yesh Lehezeb is as in Vayigash El Yehuda's Mudgash, Nesef to the Bittl of Kabbalah from Yesef, Eichel Be'ikah that take it from Yehuda Mitzad Malasi of Yesef. Based on what we were saying before, we could add that in Yehuda's approaching is emphasized not only his nullification and his supplication before Yesef, that he's dependent on Yesef, his dependency on Yesef, but it's also emphasized also and primarily his great power Mitzad Malasi of Yesef. Because of his Maila over Yosef. And the only reason he's at all dependent on Yosef is in order to reveal his own Maila. Actually, truly, his Maila is greater than Yosef, as it will be fully revealed in the love. Which, again, in these things, these Maimonim, which deal with Ansichus, which deal with these topics, it's. What? I cannot hear. So, at the Dvi Zemianim, it's always saw as a reference to the relationship between the Rebbe and the Friedrich Rebbe. That the Friedrich Rebbe is Yosef and is in the Sefirot HaYosef, as it says in the famous Sicha from the Friedrich Rebbe, that each one of the Rebbeim are mechoven to the Sefirot, and the Rebbe always cuts off that the Friedrich Rebbe Sefirot HaYosef, because as he explains it, that the Friedrich Rebbe in the Sicha just ends with the Rebbe Rashab. He says the Rebbe Marash is Netzach and the Rebbe Rashab is Hate. And then he stops there. And then he, towards the end of that, he refers back. Chassidim, Atzishol Yosef Mubarachas Mikol Tov. And he refers to the fact that Atzishol Yosef, Sefirot HaYosef, contains in it all the Ashpas, all the spheres above it. But the Rebbe refers back to himself as Sefirot HaYosef. But the Rebbe's name is the Sefirot HaMalchus. And after by the Rebbe, you see the total bittul. Total bittul to the Friedrich Rebbe and to all the earlier Rabbeim in a way that was never seen before. Never see, I mean, but all you see in the Friedrich Rebbe's letters, he refers to his father, and his sichas, he refers to his father. But Lamaisa, in my mind, I mean, sichas of this, I mean, basically the Friedrich Rebbe had his own things to say. I mean, it wasn't like, it wasn't sitting and being medayik in every word. What if you learn a mime of the Friedrich Rebbe, he doesn't quote anybody. He doesn't quote his father, he doesn't quote any, you know what I mean? Occasionally they'll refer to Lukutu Tera, but I mean, Mashama Ad Marazak, occasionally they'll put in the name of one of the Rabbeim, but rarely will you find in any of the Maimonim, occasionally the Rebbe Rashab will send you to Ayin Dibra Mask or something, which is from the years that the Rebbe Marash said Maimonim, but there's no, this whole thing of Kach is that Mamash, every Maimon, every Sikh of the Rebbe is Gibayt Anan, the Sikh of Maimon of the early Rabbeim, and every Maimon is quoting, and being medayik and kosher, the whole thing of like total bittul to everything that came before, that's dafka you see by the Rebbe. There's no such, in fact you say over that at the beginning some of the older chassidim who had heard my mother from the Rebbe Rashab and then later from the Friedrich Rebbe, supposedly there was a group of older chassidim that were going to offer a service, went to offer their services to the Rebbe to help him prepare my mother. Because they said that to Rebbe, you know, it's like, it takes a little from here, a little here, and he's like jumping around. He's like, you know, so they thought that, you know, maybe he does not, you know, does not put together, organize a mimer properly. So they were supposedly, someone went in and offered the Rebbe help in setting up, and he's helping preparing his my mother before he says them, and so that it should come out more, it should flow more smoothly. Supposedly one of the people, this is what they say, supposedly that same person, one of the person who went in, supposedly was at a later Fabrengi, he was once standing like right near the Rebbe's table in his talus and davening. So the Rebbe called out and said, you know, so it was very noticeable at that time, it was a much smaller room. And the guy standing like right in front of the Rebbe with his towels over his head, davening Shabbos, all the Rebbe was trying to bring. So they said the Rebbe called out to him and said, such help I don't need.
what did the Rebbe say when they offered this?
I don't know, but the line is supposedly he never answered him at a later time when he was standing with his talus over his head and let him know, like, you know, thanks for no thanks. But again, you know, as part of what they found so distracting was in the Friedrich Rebbe's alignment, the Rebbe Rashab's alignment, they would set up a whole idea, a whole concept, and they would, you know, whatever, they would set it up, and that's the way it was. The Rebbe was much more chappy because he's quoting, he's going back, forth. He keeps referring back to the Maima. Mamshach Bar Maima, you know, it's like the whole thing is back and forth. So it was hard for them to, it didn't flow. But again, it was the total bittul to the words of the Friedrich Rebbe, of the early Rabbeim, everything being metayik in the words. And even in the Sichas, which is a tremendous chiddush, that never before was real, I mean, well, real, a little bit in Torah Shalom, you see it occasionally in the Frida Grab Zamayim, but in Yonam of Askola, were never brought down, in Yonam of Askola, the Tifs and Yonam of Sis were never brought down in the form of Sichas. It was always presented in the form of my mother. Actually bring it down into Sichat, the Mamash, apply it, and give, you know, everyday examples, and really bring it down to a level that anybody, that even children could understand. The times when the Rebbe would Mamash say, the Sichat with the Rebbe would Mamash say, and to explain, you know, after explaining all the difficult concepts, he would say, and to give a marshal that a child would understand. They would give a marshal from a child with his toy, and that you can explain. Sometimes the Rebbe would say, there's a few times that the Rebbe would say that this is something that a housewife understands very well, because you give a marshal from, you know, how a housewife runs her house. So this idea of bringing down, so on the one hand what we saw is, like, you know, the bittul of Sfiras HaMalchus, the total bittul to the words of the Rabbeim, and especially the Frida Grab. It's a shame, you saw that Dafka the Kerech of Sfiras HaMalchus, we mamshach in Yonim, the highest in Yonim of Chassidus, even in Yonim of Chassidus, which are not openly discussed. Especially, you know, the whole Atzmus is like something which, like, gets mentioned in passing very rarely in the mind of the Frida Grab or the Rebbe Rashab. By the Rebbe, it's like you can't go to Kamat, can't go through a Maim or a Sicha without, I mean, it's all, the bottom line is all that Mitzad Etzem, the way it is Mitzad Etzem. I mean, so, and to Dafka Mimamshach, the Yonuch Siddhas, in a way, bring it down into the level of Mamash of Sichas that anybody could learn, anybody could understand. So the same Siddhas HaMalchus, which is totally bottled to everything that came before, Dafka it's Mikayach. That's in serious amounts. You see the milo of anything and anyone that came before that's able to be mamshed in Yonim, much higher in Yonim, lamata, much lower.
Was it
really the Rebbe
that brought out that milo in him?
So, Dafka mitzad the bitl of serious that it's mekabel dashpot, mitzad echad, that it's mekabel dashpot from those that come before it. Dafka to repeat mekabel dashpot, those that come before it, that it has the kerech to be mamshed more than Yonim, much lower than anything that came before it. So the Mashiach, the Chassidus explains this in Keches HaNefesh, Sfiras HaMalchus. But the other Sfiras is the Kerech of Dibur. The Kerech of Dibur has nothing to say for itself. All the other Kerechas are all, have their own area, their own domain. Chesed is Chesed. Gives kindness. Gvura is Gvura. Is Din. Is Teferes. Rachman. But Malchus is nothing. And Malchus is kingship. Kingship is nothing in and of itself. A king is only in so much as he has a nation. And in Keres HaNefesh, which is the power of speech is only what you put into it. The power of speech has nothing to say for itself. The power of speech can express an idea from the spheres of intellect, or it can express a feeling from the spheres of emotion. But it can't express itself. It itself has nothing to say. So, but, on the other hand, all those other spheres, the intellect and the emotion, are trapped within the person. The person can intellectualize and emotionalize from today till tomorrow, and it's all inside him. It can't extend beyond himself. It's Dafka Sfiras HaMalchus. When you give it what to say, that has the character to take that idea, that concept, or that feeling, and bring it down and extend it beyond yourself. Reach out to somebody else. Or bring it into action. Sfiras HaMalchus is also compared to the Kerech HaMaisa. Which again, Kerech HaMaisa is nothing in and of itself. Kerech HaMaisa can only act on the ideas and feelings that are dictated to it by the higher spheres. But Dafka, through being Mekabel from the higher spheres, it's able to megala its kayach, which its kayach is higher than all the spheres. The other spheres are limited, are contained within themselves, and therefore limited, cannot extend beyond themselves. Dafka kayach amalchus, Dafka Sfiras HaMalchus has no limitations, and is able to extend beyond itself, beyond its own normal boundaries and limitations, but is able to go out of self and extend to that which is outside of self. So, and this character is Malchus. This Kerech and Sviris HaMalchus has is because Malchus is really, the Sherish of Malchus is higher than the Sherish of all the other Sviris. So the classic example of that Malchus is Mekabel from the other Sviris, and then it's Megal how it gives the Kerech, which is higher than all the other Sviris, is using the Marshal of speech, that the power of speech is Mekabel from the intellect and the emotions, and then it by expressing itself through speech, it transcends, it goes beyond the limited capacities of the intellect and the emotions.
Well, that basically leads to is the fact that all the Rebbeim were machadish things, they had something new to add, as opposed to the Rebbe, he doesn't have anything to add, he just brings down and expands out the previous thing.
But that's not actually true. In other words, what it adds is the what it does is it brings out the essence of everything that came before it, which is the ultimate chiddush. Ultimate chiddush is not so much to the ultimate chiddush is after bringing out in everything that came before it its true essence and its true kach. So on the one hand, you could say it's not a chiddush; it's all taken from. But the Abrahamis is the other way. It's the ultimate chiddush to be able to break out of all hagbalos, to be able to break out the ultimate galah, the shayus of all the other spheres that and take them out of their natural hagbalos is the biggest chiddush. Pian alit men echvar stein de limud un hira. Von der Jigash Elo Yehuda, wenn er gehen, unsere Dörren, unsere Trufe, stehen durch gleich Fahre der Gula mit zum Beispiel. Based on all this, we could also explain the lesson, and we could understand the lesson and directive from Vayigash Elo Yehuda as pertains to our generation and our era in which we're living in, standing immediately prior to the true and complete redemption. Nid kukendik eftem teke from Yehuda bizmani, umarit chai bizmani, notwithstanding the tremendous power of Yehuda in his time, and Mordechai in his time, and the Tzaddikim and the Jews of all generations, in all generations there were certain external limitations imposed upon a Jew. From the nations of the world and their decrees against Jews, God forbid. It should never be. Was haben nicht allemal der Lust, ihnen zu sich führen mit dem ganzen Tage von Balabatschke, which didn't always allow Jews to conduct themselves with the greatest force and rulership. Was enke mit der Reine sehr, bis man einen sehr, whereas in our generation, in our time, zetten wir peil, als sie seien in der Dörde, wir bullen von amal. We see in actuality that there are no longer the outside confusions, distractions, which existed previously, the nations of the world allow the Jewish people to conduct themselves as they will. And therefore, the matter is contingent and depends only on the Jewish people. That they should grasp, settle in, and have a grasp on the land. And to be fruitful, to be multiply and be fruitful very much. His fritzer is prepared, became with the ganzen Tage from Breitke, as is actually being carried out in a number of places with the full force and Breitke. Seivim din azu artes abris amalchus shel chesed, vel chalost idin sich firin vi bei zikum desik beretzeinu. Whether in our country, the United States, a kingdom of kindness, which allows Jews to conduct themselves as they decide according to their will, al deruz av become medinas b'elam, and similarly in many other countries in the world, und wir schauen mal rein in Zetten wie euch in die Medina, wo seine Friege, wenn kam ein Bolles gelu, seine Diag Bolles hat aufgefallen und kommen durch die Kammer von. And in the most recent years we see that even in those countries where there was previously many limitations and constraints on the Jews leading a Jewish lifestyle, these limitations have fallen off as we've spoken many times. But Adrav, nicht nur was ihnen seine Freiheit zu sich führen wie sie willen, nur noch mehr die Memschalos von Umis Eilum seinen See in dem Messiah. And in fact, in contrast of the way things were in the past, not only are Jews free to conduct themselves as they wish, even more so, the governments of the nations of the world provide help and assistance to Jews. Wenn meise wir dem was innen kennen sich finden mit der Hatel mit sind sehr eigene Dalrames. In addition to the fact that Jews have the ability to conduct themselves in the way of Teremitzis in their own confined areas, so that when Eich Bepeil, as B'Shan Machreins, wird alles leichter und leichter, so Eiften ve'yachazu b'chol makim makim b'chol katzmitev. We find that not only are we given the opportunity to live our own lifestyle in a secluded, cloistered way, but we see in recent years that it becomes easier and easier to accomplish settling in, bringing Yiddishkeit to each and every place in all corners of the globe, because the world, not only the Jewish people, but also the nations of the world, is a keli if evnem in yanim from Yiddishkeit teira mitzvos. When it gets umis eilam, the sheva mitzvos b'neinach. Because the world, not only the Jews, not only the nations of the world, the world is a vessel.
The world and the nations of the world. Are you making a chilek between the world and the nations of the world?
Yeah, why not?
The world is a physical world?
Yeah. Okay. The world is a keli. I'm saying not only Jews, but also Goyim. The world is a keli to accept all matters of Yiddishkeit, Torah mitzvahs, and as pertaining to the nations of the world, the sheva mitzvahs b'nei nech. I just heard from... unfortunately, one of the situations that we have is that the Rebbe breaks through things, and unfortunately it's people from sometimes, at least in some cases, instead of Hasidim taking advantage of the keches that the Rebbe gives, there are other people that are cashing in. They don't even realize that the keches they have come from the Rebbe, and if you suggest it to them, they would be furious. But there are other people cashing in on, instead of Lubavitch being at the cutting edge and at the leading the way in the areas whenever the Rebbe breaks through a new Indian, sometimes unfortunately we find that it's other groups that take advantage of that. And in fact, there's a whole B'nei Nech movement in Tennessee, which is totally under the hashpah of Misnagda. The guy approached Lubavitch, and Lubavitch basically there was a reverend, a pastor, that started becoming more and more convinced that Yiddishkeit is damaged, but he wasn't interested in being a Jew, and he turned his whole church into B'nei Noach. But again, he approached Lubavitch, and Lubavitch didn't really give him the time of day. And so he ended up now, he went to them, snagged them, and they, so he's under the Ashba. And not only that, but I just recently heard from, there's a Ravitson Jungreis, who's known for her speaking all over, that she pushed herself into the United States Army, and she was recently brought out.
She pushes what, going into the Army?
What? She offered the Army her services to talk about matters of morality and stuff like that. And they took her up on it, and she's they made her an honorary 2-star general.
Oh, kills.
And she did brought her out. They brought her out. She said they just brought her out to speak to 45,000 troops. Only 20 of them were Jewish. 45,000 troops, and she spoke to them. So, and what did she speak to them about? Tzedek and Yesha and Sheva Mitzvah B'nei Neach. So while Lubavitchers are all sitting around worrying about, can you really talk about Sheva Mitzvah B'nei Neach? How many people, one at a time, two at a time, what happens if they're all sitting and worrying about not, who you might offend people, you might this people. So you went out and spoke to 45,000 soldiers. Okay, so you have to assume she's exaggerating, so let's say there were 5,000. But okay, so what? But they brought her out, and she says they made her 2-star general, and then and because she's a 2-star general, so they wherever she went, she had a whole escort, and then they escorted her all around, and the people were coming over. The kids, she said kids were coming over to her after she spoke. The kids came, they took the kids out of Sunday school to come talk to her, and they were asking her about things. And she was talking to them, and she said, Mamish, the kids were like in tears, and she wanted to go to the kids, that they should teach her stuff, she should teach them stuff to bring, so that they could talk about it in church. And this is it. The Mamish is a Schluffenzuch, ganz fein, the Mamish is are dozing quite well, comfortably, and this lady, well, if you suggested to her that the curse came from the Rebbe, would kill you.
She's against the Bible?
Not against. She doesn't openly officially go out against, but I know somebody once, the idea that if someone would tell her that all the stuff that the Rebbe accomplished. Totally not receptive to that idea. I know from firsthand knowledge, totally not receptive to that guy. So that's it. So you have guys cashing in. You have people building massive organizations, institutions, cashing in on the fact that, we're living in a different time. They don't see it. They don't see nothing. They try things, and they don't see.
It's the fact that we get lost in the fight that Pasha prevents you from seeing.
That's it, right, because we're busy with all kinds of other things. I mean, good things. We're not busy with bad things. We're busy with all kinds of other good things. But to have the, you know, it's I can sit with Lubavitcher's and we can sit and try to say, you know, talk about the depth and the breadth of the Rebbe's vision, and people, and they'll talk about it like, yeah, okay, that's the Rebbe. It's not the Rebbe, it's some Yanta from is doing the same things that the Rebbe's talking about. It's a good lady, she accomplished great things, I'm not telling you that, but that's it. They're doing it. While we're sitting around saying, do you think it really means the world is really ready? You go out and talk to thousands of people who have been in there. The Rebbe means, Beruchnias, but this lady doesn't know about all the Lomdish Lubavitchers with white beards who are explaining how the Rebbe means Beruchnias. And she doesn't even know that the Rebbe said anything or means anything. She just goes out and she did it. She goes out and she did it and she does it and she has Atzlacha. So if everyone would stop sitting and being the Fabul, if the Rebbe means Beruchnias or Beruchnias Shebegashmias, or Begashmias Shebaruchnias Shebegashmias, in which Eilam, whether it's an Eilam Atzilas or an Eilam Asein Sof, or Lifnei Atzimtzum, whatever the Rebbe means, if you just take the Rebbe a little bit more literally and try him out, the Rebbe says, you go out and talk to Shem Yisrael Neach, the game about Shem Yisrael Neach, and they'll be Mekabel, try it! Go out, talk about it, and they'll be Mekabel. If the Rebbe says that the world is ready for A, so do it. B, do that. X, Y, Z, whatever it is that the Rebbe says the world is ready for, instead of being mefalpul about it, instead of philosophizing about it, do it. And when you do it, you'll see that it works. And when it works, then you won't have any pupil anymore. There won't be. You won't have to make a pupil because it works. And what works is real. Which the second day starts on 224, but we're actually in the beginning of the second paragraph on page 225. Just to sum up what he said till now in Sif Yubayz, in terms of what the lesson of Vayigash Eil of Yehuda is in our generation and the era that we're living in, standing immediately preceding the Truing of Wheat Redemption. So he explains that despite the tremendous power and strength and force of Yehuda in his time, in Mordechai in his time, and of the Tzaddikim and the Jews in all the generations, there were still, in every generation, there were certain external limitations from the nations of the world and also their decrees against Jews, God forbid, which didn't always allow a Jew to conduct himself with his full power and his full balabatishkeit. However, in our generation, in our time, we see in actuality that there is no longer the distractions of earlier times, and the nations of the world allow Jews to conduct themselves as they wish, and therefore it is entirely dependent on their will, on the will of a Jew, that he should actually take hold of and multiply in the land, as we see it actually happening in a number of places with the greatest force and the greatest expansionism, whether in this country in America, which is an outright kingdom of Malchus Shel Chesed, the kingdom of kindness, which allows Jews to conduct themselves as they wish, and similarly in many other nations in the world. And in most recent years we see how even in those countries which previously imposed a number of limitations, they have fallen away, as we've spoken many times. And in fact, on the contrary, not only are Jews free to conduct themselves as they wish, but even more so, the governments of the nations of the world actually provide assistance to the Jewish people in their Avodas Hashem. In addition to the fact that a Jew can conduct himself in his own personal life, we see that in it as he wishes, we see also in recent years that it's becoming ever easier to accomplish the taking a hold and settling in into each and every place in all corners of the globe, because the world, not only the Jews, but also the nations of the world is a vessel to receive all matters of godliness, of Torah and mitzvahs, and as pertains to the nations of the world, the seven Noahide commandments. Biz. Yigiratum erigven kamaponim lachreinu. To the point, as we have spoken and agitated about many times recently. As later hedof and kedushas machadmunas sidereinu, that according to the proclamation of the Nasi Hader, hat Moshein farendikt ala hachonis to the geula. We have already completed all preparations for the redemption. When itzidaf menon mamshus and the geula bepeil in gashmis v'chum nizel. And now it is only necessary to draw down the geula in actuality into the physicality and materiality of the world. Chumris was at ibigemacht of gashmis. In other words, when we say chumris generally refers to a coarser level of physicality, it means that has been refined into gashmis, that the geula should be revealed in actuality, begolui la'enei basar, revealed to eyes of flesh, which is another way of saying so that everyone could see. Varum nit kugn de eftem tege von der avede von irden in golos. Un a filo bis ich stehn in golos in a matzov von geulodach. Because notwithstanding the tremendous power of the service of the Jew in exile, and even as Jews are in exile, and have elevated themselves to a state of spiritual redemption, is das noch als nit die Schleimus von Geula bepashtus. This is still not yet the completeness, the perfect state of literal redemption. Begoli mamash beinim hazeh gashmi, of literal redemption which is revealed in the most tangible sense in the physical world. Mit die alan holos von Geulus. Bonim Shagolu Mi al Shulchan Avir Kale das was in seinen Damot Rachman Lutzlan Azevi an Aguna was Baila Kadosh Baruch Hu Holoch und Dines Hayom Lach Reheres und Beziehus Mitzray Bis es wird sein die Nesuin Begula Mitzvah Shlach. Okay, so it still lacks the perfection of the literal redemption, even if they serve God on the level of, even if they're spiritually free. And this is all, and not only does it lack that perfection, but it has all the negativities of exile, that they are considered as children that were exiled from their father's table, including the fact that Jews are at this time in exile considered an aguna, a woman whose husband has gone after Kedushin, her husband went overseas, never consummated the marriage, and his whereabouts are unknown. So she's neither here nor there. She's never can't fully marry her husband. She can't marry anybody else, and she's stuck. So that's what the Yidna compared to until the actual Nesu'in will take place in the Gula Amitis Vashla. So being that all of these things are lacking, it is still absolutely essential that we draw down this geula in actuality in the most physical sense. Hein darf man nur öffnen die Augen, wird man sehen, wie die ganze Welt munt, als jeder Jid soll schön stehen in der Meimer und Matze von Geula mit des Waschlein. Today it is only necessary to open one's eyes and one will see how the entire world demands that each Jew should be standing in a condition, a situation of true and complete redemption. The Yesh Lema, as does Gufis that Tamfavos Mizat Heint Viyidin can stay in Yoni Yehuda mit dem ganzen Tekif und Baalabatischkeit Echef Umus Eilam, Veina Dovatoli Elibur Tseinam. And in fact, we could say that this in itself is the reason why Jews are able to stand in all matters of Yiddishkeit with the full force and Balabatishkeit also over the nations of the world. And it's only up to their will. It's only dependent on the force of their will. Warum Herr Jesus besteht gleich vor der Geula, wenn es werden es Gala werden bepeil, wie für David Avdi, Nossi Lehem Le'elam, Jehdu Agayim Ki Ani Havaya, because being that we're standing immediately prior to the Geula, when it will be revealed in actuality how my servant David is their ruler, is their leader forever, and the nations of the world shall know that I am God, Derive spielt sich es ab bepeil in der Matze von unser Der. Therefore, it reflects itself in terms of the actual condition of the world, the state of affairs of our generation, als Hachone, was fit gleich herein zu der Gula Mitzvah Vashlema al Yidei Mashiach Zedim, as the preparation. It is a preparatory time, a preparatory era that leads straight into the true and complete redemption through Mashiach Zedim. Laser. That was, as we can also point out, and add, as thus is Eich Merumis in Vayigash Elov Yehuda. That this is also alluded to Vayigash Elov Yehuda. As zusammen mit dem Siyur von der Teke Favede von Yesuf Shebedeirein. Kretushis Mochadmurne Sidereim. That together with the assistance and the force of the Avede, of the service of the Yesuf of our generation. Kretushis Mochadmurne Sidereim. Hat min echten Vayigash Elov Yehuda Mashiach Sheyavi Bekarav Mamesh. Ve David Avdi Nasi Lehem Le'elam. Welche kommt bis zu Jura und es sind es kehr von Jesus Shebedeirin. Kamechi ke pari pari de dusche, bis periu bis galim ne kome her. So here again is Dafke in the years of Nun Aleph and Nun Beis, you see more than ever places where the Rebbe makes the distinction between the Friedrich Rebbe and the Mashiach. And the Rebbe says that together with the help and the kayach that we have from the Aveda of Yosef of our generation, okay, together with that we have Vayigash Elov Yehuda, the Mashiach. So here he makes it clear that Mashiach is Yehuda and the Friedrich Rebbe is Yosef, and Mashiach and Vayigash Elov Yehuda, and then with David Avdi Nasi Lehem Leila, that my servant David will be their ruler forever. And he comes through the help and the empowerment of Yosef Shebedeirin, who is compared to Parei, which Parei in Kedusha, it means the source from which is uncovered and revealed all revelations. Yes.
So we said before that because we should be standing in this matzav of the Gula Mitis Vashlema, this matzav, that this is a hachana, preparation for the final Geula. So, in other words, we're supposed to be like, so to speak, training the world to get ready for this new period. This is the preparation period.
Right, that's by definition, a period which reflects the many of the, in other words, the Rebbe is saying here that there's two things. Here's the actual Geula, everything will be the way it's supposed to be. Here the Rebbe says we have this in-between kind of period where the world puts you in a position where you can make the choice. The Rebbe keeps emphasizing, Ena Dovatoli Ela Britzeno. The world sets it up in a way that if you choose, you can live in a Geula way. Okay, in the time of Geula, you don't really have a choice. It's Geula, that's the reality, and you have to adjust and adapt to that reality. And you don't really have a choice. In earlier generations, Geulus was the reality, and you really didn't have that much of a choice. You had to adjust and adapt to that reality. And everything that we're living in a unique transition era, which is in between, which is that it's up to you. You could live Geulistic, or you could live Geulitic. We're living in this unique period, which is the preparation for the time when Geula is the reality, whether you like it or not. Here, we're living in this time where you can choose to be in all matters of Yiddishkeit, to live in a way of total Geula, or not. It's up to you.
Could you say you're denying the world its preparation if you're not living in this way?
think that's...
That's obvious, right?
I think that's pretty obvious. I think it's clear. That's why the Rebbe emphasizes that the world developed month. The world is demanding. And clearly, you know, the world is begging for it, is asking for it, is demanding it. That you know, it's not just standing by passively and allowing it. The world is actively petitioning for it, that a Jew should live that way. And clearly, if the world is demanding it and you're not giving the world what it wants, so you're clearly falling asleep on the job and depriving the world of what it wants and what it needs. But you have to first open your eyes in order to see that.
Did you say that Paro was interpreted as the one that's, how did you say that, as the source?
Paro in Kedusha.
In Kedusha.
Right. God created the world that there are forces of holiness and forces of evil. And they each think, and they correspond to each other. The aspect of holiness that corresponds to Paro is brought in Zohar in Kedusha. That corresponds to Pari of Klippa, but in Kedusha, Pari the Kedusha in the Zohar in Parshas Vayigash says that it's called Pari the Isperil the Isgalion Mine Kol Neher, which is uncovered or unleashed and revealed all revelations. It's the source of all revelations. So Pari in Klippa is the source of all Klippa, which is why Pari is the first of all the exiles, and all the exiles follow from that, and why all the exiles are called by the name Mitzrayim, because they all derive from Pari in Melech Mitzrayim. And in Kedusha, it's Pari is the source of all holiness. Der Fun is Eich Muven, der Lima der Fun fa unzedeh. So this is also understood, the lesson for our generation. On the last page. Durchdem was befiert sich in an Efen von Vayigash Elul Yudah. Through conduct...